Every Friday, we get to have this little program called ACE, Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. I'm so stoked because we got some great guests and people I have not seen in a long time. In fact, we've got Alex Ertod, the Stewardship Director at Friends of the Inyo, here with us. But before we talk, Alex, I want to play your awesome spot here.
Friends of the Inyo is a charitable nonprofit organization working to protect and care for the public lands of the Eastern Sierra. We serve all of Mono and Inyo counties, focusing on public land stewardship and policy issues, dealing with anything from water conservation to the prevention of destructive mining on public lands to education about the importance of leaving no trace when enjoying nature. Want to get involved? Visit us at friendsoftheinyo.org or write to us at info@friendsoftheinyo.org. Hablamos español.
I love it. Our newest DJ Connor did the voice that track on that. But I miss your voice doing those.
I know. I was just thinking. I got to get back in the studio, record one of those.
Yes.
Not that Connor's, you know, voice isn't lovely, and we're honored to have him. But you know, it's been a legacy of me doing the FOI spots. So I got to get back in there and get back to it.
Absolutely. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we've got our ACE program, right? Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. My name is John. Nice. Hi. How are you? We've got Alex Ertod, the Stewardship Director at Friends of the Inyo, with us, and it has been literally several years since you've been in the studio.
It has, yeah. Missed it. You know, it's been sad without you guys. It's been great coming on the ACE show over the years for everything we've been having going on. So
absolutely,
just super excited to be back here and see you face to face.
Yeah, no doubt. And Lou's doing a great job too.
Yeah,
he really is such a nice guy and is so informative and fun to talk to. So
yeah.
You have a lot to live up to now, Alex.
I know.
Come back strong.
You can do it.
All right. So tell me, what's happened over the last couple of years? What have you been up to?
Not much and a whole lot. You know, it's been an interesting couple years. Just been bouncing around, busy with work, and was able to welcome a new member to humanity my son, Felix, and that's been really great, and he's a lot of fun and a lot of work, but it's good stuff.
Okay, so the babies that were born during COVID, do we call them COVID babies? I mean, how are we going to refer to them like 20 years from now?
Yeah, I don't know.
How's a COVID baby?
It's a 2-year like span. Because there's some babies who were born, you know, like right at the beginning of COVID.
Okay.
And then there's some that were maybe a function of COVID, let's say.
Right.
But there's, you know, I mean, he was just born in 2022 here. So there's 2 years worth of babies. But I, you know, not to get too much in the news, but or too far off topic.
Do it.
But it sounds like there's like kind of some undulations because, you know, right at the beginning of pandemic, there were like no babies being born. And then now we're kind of ramping back up.
Okay.
They were saying the birth rate in the U.S. went up for the first time since 2014.
Wow.
So, for 21 and 22.
You can be part of that stat.
So, yeah. So it'll be real hard for him to get into college, which will be cool. Because there'll be tons of kids.
Right. Valedictorian status will have to be earned for you if that's important.
Right.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I remember we keep those stats like in Italy after they won the World Cup a few years back. It's like 9 months later there was a spike.
Yeah, there's always
like,
that.
It's always nice, but very cool. Well, Felix, welcome to the world. Now, how old is he? He's only a few months.
He's like about to be 4 months old next week.
4 months old. So when was he born? What month is that?
February.
Oh, February. So
yeah.
What does that make him? An Aquarius?
I think so,
I don't know. I'd like to... I don't even know why. Actually, there's an interest in that for me lately. I don't know what it is.
I mean, me too. The one thing that we're worried about, without getting too wonky in it, is I'm a Taurus, so I'm very strong-headed.
Okay.
Now we're getting real deep. My moon is in Aries.
Oh, that's awesome.
But his moon is in Aries, too.
Okay.
So we're a little worried that we may be kind of button heads. Might be too stubborn folks.
Oh, right.
Going forward, so.
Okay, well, Aries, what we mean by moon, first of all, is that it's the emotional side of us, right? The things that we kind of carry in there and the decisions that we make and... Yeah, I just recently learned this stuff. It's like the sun, moon, and then there's the ascending or rising, I guess, which is more of how you present yourself to the world. So we'll have to find out what his rising is or ascension.
I forget.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
All right, but if you know the challenges going into it, you can kind of modify how you communicate.
exactly.
You know, it's, and that's part of the fun, I think, anyway. Yeah. But Friends of the Inyo is doing a lot, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's awesome. And Felix, welcome to the party. We'll have you, you know, 15 years from now, I'll be interviewing with him. And
perfect.
Be like, you know, my dad is talking about you, you like you're a rock star out
we'll
there.
We'll pencil him in.
As soon as he can talk, he's in. I'm not even kidding. Well, I love talking to kids. All right, so what's going on at Friends of the Inn? You guys have been busy throughout because you can be outside. I know that there were the restrictions of what we could do and masks and all that stuff. Have things lightened up over there? Are you guys hitting the ground running?
No, we're busier than ever. You know, on all fronts, like you mentioned, we've welcomed some new folks. To Friends of the Inyo, Lou is our new communications director, and philanthropy as well, he does. We have a new desert lands organizer in Kayla Brown down in Lone Pine. And, you know, our policy programs have really been hot. We've been, you know, fighting the gold mines up and down the Eastern Sierra, and like the Keep Long Valley Green campaign. And the Conglomerate Mesa campaign, trying to stop some mines there. So that side of things has been really busy. And then our Trail Ambassador program, which is kind of what we'll get into here, has been busier than ever. And we've had, just rolling with the successful seasons. And we're really excited to kind of get those folks out on the ground for another good summer here in the Eastern Sierra.
All right, so let's talk about, that's great. I expect that you guys are always out there. I mean, when you can be outside for a gig, and then you guys mastered doing the Zoom stuff and the communication. So there's always that learning curve that I'm fascinated by evolution in that way, and it forced other people to think outside the box. I even think we talked about that, and it's like there's a lot of great that can come from anything that's bad. And you guys, you know, as soon as you get over the shock of what are we doing here, and then you kind of steer and like, okay, well, this is the elements, and I always find that fascinating and cool. And you guys certainly did that well. I appreciate your communication. But about the Trail Ambassador Program, what is it?
Yeah, exactly? So our Trail Ambassador Program seeks to kind of supplement what the Forest Service can do. They're, you know, really hamstrung by budget cuts and having a hard time hiring folks. And so, you know, one thing that we've realized here is we have national park level visitation on a national forest. And the national forest is sometimes not, you know, the best equipped to dealing with those huge crowds and being as, forward facing as maybe a national park service is. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to help bridge that by doing some kind of front country and back country trail maintenance, talking to folks, kind of just augmenting the human power they have out there by coordinating with them to do projects, whether it's trail projects, taking care of those, or just talking to people out on a trail, seeing what's going on. And then also leading some interpretive programs and leading volunteer events throughout the summer.
Okay, so I love the programs. I think it's nice to have people out there just helping navigate. It's mm-hmm. awesome. But are they just placed at a location, and then as people come, or are they? I mean, it's a combination pack. How do I run into one? How is it going to be a regular event for me? Because I want to see one of the ambassadors in Bridgeport or whatever.
For sure. So we have those interpretive hikes.
Right. Those
which
are
will
awesome.
Be scheduled out, and mm-hmm. those will be good opportunities. But you know, it's kind of a roll of a dice. You know, they'll go to a different trailhead on a certain day, and maybe they'll have a project in mind down there, or they're just like, you know, I'm going to go see what's out there trails wise, talk to folks, see if we can help people recreate more responsibly. You know, I think the one, as you mentioned, silver linings, one of the great things about COVID is a lot of people have discovered the outdoors for the first time.
Yes.
And that's great. And we want to make that as positive an experience for them. Also knowing that, you know, maybe those folks don't have a ton of experience. And so maybe they don't know how to set up their tent correctly in the right spot to not affect the vegetation. Or maybe they don't know that, you know, your banana peel or your apple core shouldn't just go out on the ground and you should pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah.
So kind of providing that resource for folks, you know, a gentle reminder of how best to recreate responsibly. We find that, you know, 99% of the time it's just blissful ignorance. People are well-meaning, but just don't have that frame of mind necessarily. And so we want to try and help them have that.
Awesome. And you've got a lot of volunteer events too. So the great programs and helping folks and the whole banana peel thing. It seems like something that you would just, it's natural, right?
Right.
You're going to do it and all that. So yeah, pack it in, pack it out. Just keep it simple. Everything that you bring in, bring out. Mm-hmm. And where you're stepping and how that affects others. Just being in that mindset of every action is a reaction and it affects something. And hey, we got a great backyard, so we want to share.
Yeah.
Let's just do it so we can continue to do it. And exactly. It's awesome. So all of our guests are, of course, more than welcome. So the Trail Ambassador Program is awesome. They do interpretive hikes, which are really cool. Do you have any that you're looking forward to?
Oh, you know, so the Trail Ambassadors are still kind of formulating their programs. So we don't have, you know, I'm still kind of working with them to figure out what they're going to be talking about.
Starts in July, so you got a little time.
Yeah, we're going to be starting in July, so that way they have a good time to kind of like flesh it out, do some dry runs with me and kind of see what's going on. But we have some really great staff that have a lot of interpretive experience. Gene Rettle, who is going to be our Mono Basin Ranger, or I'm sorry, Trail Ambassador, Mono Basin Ranger District Trail Ambassador, for the June Lake Lee Vining area. She's coming to us after almost a decade plus of interpretive work in Tuolumne Meadows with the National Park Service. So she's really great. She's going to be doing some interpretive yoga as well. So stay tuned for more details on that. And kind of linking those up with some trash pickups in Lee Vining there. So I think that's going to be really cool. We have another gentleman, Bradley Olson, who also comes to us from Yosemite National Park. A lot of experience there. He's going to be working up on the Bridgeport Ranger District. So out of Bridgeport, he'll be the point of contact there. And then, you know, they'll range from the geology to the flora and fauna to hydrology, you know, I call them the ologies of the Eastern Sierra.
Nice.
So anything that kind of fits in there, you can expect to hear a talk about. And you know, the nice thing is it's all interconnected, right? So, you know, the jumping off point may be geology, but it'll be a wide ranging flow of topics. And we'll talk about trees and critters and birds and in every meeting, in every talk. So,
right.
It'll be a good kind of holistic view of what's out there.
And you get your yoga on too.
That's right.
You said interpretive yoga, like interpretive hikes that include yoga, right? Called interpretive yoga?
It's going to be interpretive yoga, is my understanding.
On the tree now? Or?
Yeah, exactly. A little bit.
Wow.
So
it's,
some like
old school.
Yeah. So like,
be,
you know,
tree.
do the tree pose while maybe learning a little bit about your local trees and some cool facts about them. Some cool birds and bird poses.
Okay.
So,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there's a saying, right? Be the, you know, if you were going to be not a shapeshifter, what do they call it when you like can become the elements? You got to become them. And how do you do that? Well, you act like them, I guess.
That's right.
You know, so.
Mimicry.
Yeah. No, it's good. I love it. And so much fun for sure. And informative. So both of the elements, that science and spirit, I think, are a perfect combo pack, at least
absolutely.
The way I like to learn or appreciate Earth. All right, so we've got the interpretive hikes. That'll happen in July, and you can find all of that stuff on friendsoftheinyo.org/events. Yes?
That's right.
All right, that'll be the best place to do that. But, okay, I also like to volunteer. All right, so you've got some stuff for me to do this summer. How do I guess the same website, friendsoftheinyo.org/events. But what do you got coming up soon that I can get involved in?
Yeah, so, you know, we're still finalizing those as well. But we have we're going to be kicking things off again with the June Lake Trails Day, our 12th annual this year, in partnership with the June Lake Trails Committee, Mono County, the Forest Service. We're really excited. You know, we've been doing this event for a long time, 12 years, with the June Lake Trails Committee there. So that'll be, you know, a great day. That is the 25th, Saturday the 25th.
Okay.
8:30 to 12:30 over there at the Gull Lake Community Center, or the June Lake Community Center by Gull Lake. Just a great event. Always the one where we get the most people, because that June Lake community just comes out real strong, which is always awesome to see. And we'll be doing a variety of trail projects, some trash cleanup, and a really good time. So yeah, I mean, I guess stepping back, we have two styles of our volunteer work. We have those kind of morning, well, I'll call them front country stewardship events, excuse me, where it's, you know, 8:30 to 12:30, fun for all ages. Anybody can just come up, really accessible. And so, and then later on,
emergency broadcast.
Oh no.
There's something going on. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the, our backcountry stewardship work, we have a couple really fun weeks in July, that we're hoping that we're going to be doing with the Forest Service. Mm-hmm. One, up at a Cottonwood Creek in the White Mountains. Mm-hmm. That is the 5th through the 8th of July. And then the one in Bridgeport along the West Walker River drainage, doing some trail work, there, the 14th to the 17th.
That's July.
And those we kind of limit to about 7 folks. We just go deep into the backcountry and are back there for 3-4 days and, or 4 days, 3 nights and really getting after it, doing some work that really wouldn't be done without the help of these volunteers. And so it's a really great opportunity to give back. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. You end up making friends for life. You know, we had a strong crew out there doing some work in Cottonwood Creek last year, and we're excited to go back and do some more of it. That should just be a really great weekend of work.
Awesome. So all of these are so cool, right? I mean, you know, but the June Lake one, just to remind everyone, because it's the one that's coming up the closest. Yep. Here, right? Or on June 25th, and it's the 12th annual. That's great.
That's right.
And can I just show up, or should I let you guys know?
You know, best to RSVP. We have a neat little online waiver for each event that requires an RSVP that'll save you some time. That way you don't have to fill out the form when you get there. You can just get there, you know, enjoy the coffee and get ready for your day. It's a little easier for us on the back end. So if you can RSVP, if you know you're going to go, you're one of our great, you know, supporters who comes out to every event, go ahead and sign up online. That'll be a huge help. But also we'll take folks just coming in the day of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So that's cool. So that's the June Lake Trail Days. That's happening on June 25th. Mm-hmm. And to register, friendsoftheinyo.org/events. And there'll be a link there for me.
Yeah. And then you'll see all of our events just kind of listed.
Oh, and that way you can get a kind of heads up for what you want to do.
Exactly.
I like some of the, I love the idea that you guys go away for like a couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a camping trip with other like-minded people. I think that's really cool.
It's a lot of fun.
And then to wrap up the program, or at least towards the end, you got one happening at Rock Creek.
That's right.
Going to be fun. So
Rock Creek, July 16th, I believe.
Yeah, good memory.
Yeah.
He's not looking at notes about this stuff, too.
It's type it all down.
Yeah.
So that'll be another good one. And we'll have more coming out soon. We're just kind of finalizing. We'll have one in Bridgeport and one in Lone Pine. At some point in the season, we're just kind of finalizing those dates with the Forest Service, of those kind of morning front country events.
Right.
And like the Rock Creek one, the one at June Lake. And so, yeah.
No, really good. I love you guys. I really do. Just, I don't know, just that whole, we care enough to get out there and formulate this stuff. I guess I didn't come from that kind of place, living in cities and whatnot. It's just a different mindset for me. So I'm always in awe of like, wow, they put on these things to help us clean up and do, you know, get together and whatnot. The interpretive hikes are something that I'm always interested in. We got the Trail Ambassador Program, which is back and happening in a good way. So if you're interested in all of the things that we talked about, the Trail Ambassadors, their interpretive hikes, which will begin in July. You want to do the volunteer thing, which I think everybody should. Bring your kids. I'm sure you'll bring Felix out there.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he can walk, he's picking up stuff and helping out. I can't wait to see him like at 5 years old, just rocking it, you know? So the interpretive hikes are going to happen in July. The cleanup and volunteer events are happening starting on June 25th and June Lake Trail for the trail days over there. You want to register for all of these things and get all of the information on friendsoftheinyo.org/events. They've got great newsletters where you can get information on a monthly basis. I always love getting those. The Juniper is great. Mm-hmm. Just letting us know who's doing what and, you know, the things that we should get involved with or be aware of so we can make decisions and how we can help out. Wow, that's a lot. Is there anything that I've missed?
Oh, I don't think so.
We're good.
Yeah, I think we hit it all. You know, if folks are interested about Friends of the Inyo, you know, like I mentioned, some of our, you know, I just cover the stewardship stuff. So that's kind of our on the ground work. We have our whole policy arm of things that have been equally as busy. I'm not necessarily the person that's the best person to talk about it. So if folks, I know a lot of folks locally are interested in that stuff. You know, our website's a great resource. Give you the right person to talk to if you have any questions, want to find out more info. And then, as you mentioned, the Juniper, we mentioned Lou Medina, our communications director, does a fantastic job with our e-newsletter. And it's definitely something you want coming into your inbox once a month, and it's a lot of fun. So
it is good. It really is. Yeah. I love it all. But I have for the years. I think Lou is just, he cares so much. Mm, he really is dialed in, and it's care, but it's passion, and it's intelligence. It's like a combination pack of just having all the skills, knowing that every action is a reaction, like we talked about before, and he's really conscientious of that whole program, as are you, for what you do in stewardship and passing out the words to all of our guests that are in here. Hey, we know that we got to start somewhere.
Right.
Come enjoy nature, appreciate it like we do, but learn a few things, and you can do that by just pack it out. I think if you take nothing else from this conversation, just do that, right?
It's an easy one.
You know, awesomeness. But I always like to ask some fun questions. You've got Felix as a newbie to your sphere. Do you have a game plan for the next 18 years as a parent? Do you do that kind of thing, or are you like a day by day, I'm figuring this out?
Yeah, day by day.
Are you really?
Hour by hour. I mean, I don't know. Without getting too grim, who knows what the world's going to look like in 18 years?
Yeah.
You know, I always think about that when I was a kid growing up. A lot, the world was different. We didn't have computers in our pockets walking around with us. Just take it day by day. I think me and my partner are both really excited to raise a kid in the Eastern Sierra, because I always used to say, man, what a great place it'd be to
grow up.
And now we get to do that with them. So we're really excited to just take them skiing and backpacking and running out in the mountains and doing all the things we like to do. So we're excited to introduce him to that. And we go on lots of hikes with him strapped to me usually, mm-hmm. though my wife does a good bit when it's just her, you know. And carrying all that extra good training weight, you know, he's up to 14 pounds now and getting bigger by the day, so.
I knew there was a motive for this.
That's right.
I need to get fit. How do I do this? Well, you can navigate a little body around the planet. Oh, that's awesome. Well, we wish you the best. You're going to be a great dad for sure.
Oh, thanks,
and all the best to your wife as well. But I always ask our guests to pick a song. What have you chosen for us today?
Yeah, I picked Steal My Sunshine by, was it Len?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a run the other day, and that opening hook of, I'm not even going to try and replicate it, because it's like some electronic, like, water drops, it sounds like in my brain, but it gets you, and it's a good way to start the song, and I just had it stuck in my head the other day, so I figure let's share it with the people.
That's right, and there's no wrong choice. I know when people first start to know, they come in and they gotta pick a song, it's like, oh my God, and then, you know, as you get more sophisticated in, it's just John, I'm gonna talk to him. Picking the songs is just like what's on your mind, and
right.
It really is that simple. What am I feeling? So thanks for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is gonna conclude our interview. Is it an interview or it's a conversation? Conversation or chat, right? With Alex Ertod, the stewardship director at Friends of the Inyo. Of course, if any of the information blew by you because you're driving and you want to find out more and just kind of get into the details, just go to friendsoftheinyo.org in your free time and just say, hey, I'm going to check out what these guys are doing, because they do a lot of great things, and you can always get the newsletter. I think that's a really great way of not having to think about what do I need to think about. It just comes in and you get to peruse it. It's just really nice, and they do a lot of work, and we can also share the information with those maybe out of town. So let's say we live up here, we've got some people down south, say this is a good resource for what's going on up here, and check out the interpretive hikes, give you a reason to come on up, you know, help out, clean one day, bring the kiddos, stay for a weekend or whatever. So it is all good, really.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten anything, Alex?
I don't think so.
We're going to do this again really soon.
Thorough. Yes? Complete. Yes. Very soon.
Thorough. Well, we're going to find out more about the child rearing stuff. I love that conversation. It's just, there's no wrong way to do it. Just,
right.
Just love unconditionally.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Alex. Have a great rest of the day. All right. We've got Len. This is Steal My Sunshine. Again, easy for me to say. Courtesy of Alex Ertod from the Friends of the Inyo. Here we go.
Thank you. was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced and bugged, it's all twisted, wrong and beat. Uncomfortable, 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me.
Come.